Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
I got sunshine on a cloudy day.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences in live radio. Here's the key to the show. It's our one-year anniversary. Woohoo! So here's what you got to know. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family all rolled up into one show. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the days, personal revelations of my life's insanities. Apparently today, just for one time only, we're looking at nursery rhymes and how they affect our brains. Also, humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Life lessons for our faith that we can use, but probably won't because we just won't spend the money. What won't we spend? What?
I need about $350.
About $350. Why aren't we going to spend $350? Will she give us a dollar? Maybe she give us a dollar. I don't know.
I gave him a dollar.
There you go. Review of the goofy.
Just $250.
We're off and rolling. The review of the goofy news proves that Jesus Christ is coming back sooner than you think he is. That's for sure. Just take a look outside. Okay, well, just turn on the television. Okay, well, just look outside, turn on the television and the radio. Oh, wait, you're already listening to the radio. We're asking life's questions about life's questions. At the moment, we do have a daily double. Question number one is a little on the tougher side. When your photo is taken for your driver's license, why do they tell you to smile? If you get stopped by a police officer and asked for your license, are you going to be smiling? I don't think so. Here's the second question. Why do they put names of football teams on baseball hats? Everybody ought to get a helmet. No more hats. Bible trivia for cool, yet somehow crummy prizes. Sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
Isn't it true that you have been paid for your testimony?
Yes, you gave me a dollar and some candy.
And yet you haven't said what I told you to say. How can any of us trust you?
There you go. What else are we doing? We're living life as a Christian, doing that thing, and your phone calls and more. Compelling monologues, riveting interview, fascinating. We don't got any of that. Oy vey. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Sprinkled throughout the show, some of my testimony, plus some of the funniest jokes ever told on the planet. Don't go anywhere.
I hug them and I squeeze them. They don't even know my name. They call me the Wanderer.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The best Christian music, relevant sermons, and other Christian content easily accessible from anywhere on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone. Visit ChristianRadio.com. That's ChristianRadio.com.
Well, the government's overhaul of the reverse mortgage program took effect October 1. The new rules will limit the cash you receive at closing, but even bigger changes are coming January 14th with financial assessment, which may completely disqualify some seniors or reduce the cash received with property tax and insurance set-asides. Hey, Mark Larson here. Now's the time to enjoy the retirement you deserve with no mortgage payments and access the equity in your home today before the next set of changes. Mayron Aram and his team at Aramco Financial invite you to the beautiful Crown Plaza Hanalei Hotel in San Diego, November 7th at 6 p.m. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, call Mayron and the team at Aramco. Reserve your seat today, 866-611-30, 866-611-30, or online aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316.
When KPRZ's Cameron Bradna needed a dentist, he went to Dr. Rhea Middleton Dentistry.
When you visit Dr. Rhea Middleton, you can tell that their goal is to create the most relaxed and comfortable visit possible. I had to go in for some cleaning, a couple fillings, and all that work only took about an hour. They're super quick, super gentle.
Okay, Cameron, what makes Dr. Middleton different?
Right, so I'm laying there on the chair. I got the bib on, I got the little sucker doodad thingy in my mouth, and here comes Dr. Middleton, and you can just tell she treats everybody like family. She's also an in-network doctor that accepts all PPO plans. And patients without insurance, no problem, just $75 for a cleaning exam and x-ray. And there's plenty of free parking right in beautiful La Jolla. I'd recommend Dr. Middleton to anyone and everyone.
Call Dr. Middleton today at 858-459-1600. That's 858-459-1600.
Oh, and Dr. Middleton said that for any new KPRZ patient who comes in for a teeth cleaning exam and x-ray, will receive a free in-office teeth whitening. A super sweet deal.
Sweet. Church in Lake San Marcos is pastored by Steve Beray, a successful Christian comedian and teaching minister who has taught his popular Bible for Dummies class for over 10 years. Steve's gift for making the Bible easy to understand is a wonderful blessing to people who previously had trouble understanding God's Word. Here's Pastor Steve.
Well, we named the church Our Church, like the time, Our, because we want people to know that they can come in on a Sunday morning and they can sit down and learn from the Word of God, like an appointment with God's Word. We even give our scripture references out and handouts to everyone to look up after they leave, and we don't have a whole lot of bells and whistles. We just teach directly from the Word of God. We even cover topics that our congregation requests, like what is Islam, what is Scientology, and what does the Bible say about heaven. We look forward to seeing you on Sunday morning. We're at the beautiful Lake House Resort in Lake San Marcos. We meet at 10:30 every Sunday, and you can go to our website for more information. It's ourchurch.org. That's H-O-U-R, ourchurch.org. And we'll see you on Sunday morning. God bless.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Little Matthew Ward there for you, for those of you guys that don't know it. You know, if you want to reach the show, you can do so at davidspoon@kprz.com. Also, go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Or you can just not go to Facebook at all. Also, you can follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because it's my handle. There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, just to let you know, this segment brought to you by E. coli, termite, and pest control, and our very good friend Sue Freeze, also known as the Termite Lady. There you go. Nice job. E. coli uses microwave, electrogun, patented E. coli heat that gets rid of the termites without the hassle of moving out or the embarrassment of tenting. Because they're on their 30-year anniversary, $100 off any termite work, $50 off any initial pest control. You call 800-332-BUGS, 800-332-BUGS. You can also go to ecolatermite.com, get a lot of information from the website. Keep in mind, Sue also has an inspirational show Saturdays here on KPRZ at 4 p.m. I encourage you to listen to it. Again, though, for $50 off any initial pest control work or $100 off any termite work, call 800-332-BUGS. Hi, Sue. How you doing? That's me saying hi. Hi, Sue. That's how I do it. Okay, what can I say, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls? I've received some posts from my, I guess there's like four Facebook sites, in case you guys didn't know that. And then I get some emails, and I get some calls, and I got a very nice letter and a nice email from Mary Jane. I got all these things that people sending off, because today is the one-year anniversary for the David Spoon Experience. They did not believe that I could make it. And to be honest, they didn't have a chance. That's my attitude, because the Lord wanted us to do it, and we be doing it. And that's how it goes. And you're thinking, oh, you can't just go to corporate Salem, and you can't just say I'm supposed to have a radio show, and you can't just do all that and have it work and then have a radio show. Right. And you can't do all that having never done radio. Right. And you can't do all that stuff because you're not allowed to do it that way. You got to do it this way. Right. So what am I doing on the radio then? Okay, so a couple things we do want to cover. I've got, I just am so excited because I'm going to share some of my testimony, cover some news. We're going to do some theater you've never heard before. I'm not doing it quite yet, but theater you've never heard before. Wow. And I just want to really briefly talk about the show, kind of the personal aspect, just in the first couple of minutes, and then maybe even talk a little bit about the testimony. I got to be careful because I was already told by somebody, your testimony is a little intense. Your testimony is a little intense. That's right, it is. So here's what we got, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, creatures of all ages and sizes. 1 year ago on the 5th of November, 2012, I started this journey with nothing but a little bit of faith and a completely different brain pattern than most people. The goal was and is and will be the same as it was the first day and as we hope for the next 24 years. The first and foremost thing we want to do from a Christian point of view is speak life. We want to speak life because that is a big part of this. Proverbs 18:21, life and death are in the power of the tongue, which means that when you talk and say things, you can speak life or you can speak death, which is why I want to be a little careful about being super duper negative. You know, I want to be a little more careful there. So speaking life is the number one thing. The number two thing about the show, we want to encourage people at any point, whatever point they're at in their relationship with God Almighty, Father God, which is all available to us, this relationship through the redeeming work of our Lord Jesus Christ, God the Son, and the ministry of the Holy Spirit, God the Spirit. What we want to do is encourage and strengthen and move forward and enhance and help progression take place in a relationship with God. That's what we want to do. Because one of the first things we talked about in the first week was what is Christianity? What is Christianity? For many people, it's a set of rules. For many people, it's a way of life. For many people, it's a certain amount of traditions. For other people, it's a world religion that dominates. For some people, it's a world religion that's horrible. For some people, it's a world religion that's great. I don't subscribe to any of those. I believe that Christianity is a living relationship with a living God made possible through the redeeming work of the Lord Jesus Christ and with help from the Holy Spirit. It's what I think. It's what I believe. It's how I approach the Bible. It's how I approach church, how I approach ministry. That's my take. It might not be your take, but it's my take. If you have a unique take or a different take, let me just say that. If you have a different take on what is Christianity, you can call this show at any time and tell me what it is. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. There won't be any prizes. If you call, you're going to just tell us what you think Christianity is, as the way you see it. That's what we're looking for. And I first and foremost wanted to give some big shout-outs. One, to Robo Paul, who's done a great job producing the show, alongside of Robo Producer, who's been the producer of the show and has done a great job doing the show, as well as Professor X, who I was talking to today. By the way, you guys got to hear this. I was talking to Professor X, and Ron, Ohio State Ron, said, why is he Professor X? And I said, because Professor X trained the mutants. So I thought, well, that's all of us. The mutants. Okay. So that's how that made sense to me. I don't know if that makes sense to you all or not, but it does make sense to me. So as we understand...
Only if I get to be Wolverine.
You can't be Wolverine.
Why not?
I don't know. I just said no. I have to think about why.
A Michigan fan. I should be Wolverine.
Well, just because you said that, neither one of you could be the Wolverine now because I'm a Michigan... Okay, you know what? All right, so I just want to make sure everybody understands we've just begun this journey. From my point of view, we're all white belts. You know, in karate, you get the white, green, yellow, red, and then you get brown and black, whatever. We're all white belts in the sense of our understanding of what the kingdom truths are, which means we're all beginners. Even though we know so much and even though we need to hold on to what we've learned, we need to always grow. We've never reached the place where there's nowhere else to go. There's always more. We can always be more like Jesus than we are now. So we're going to understand that we're all kind of wearing white belts, but hopefully we're getting to know him better, which is our big goal. Let's grow together, and let's have a healthy dose of spaz along the way. How about that? It's not spam. It's spaz. You like that? Okay. You guys are now, they turned it dark because now I can't see in there because see what they're doing is Robo Paul does the beginning of the show and the Robo Producer comes in and switches. But Robo Paul, did you tell him about Masterpiece? Because you need to make sure he knows where that is because we got to get that rolling pretty soon. Couple things I want to tell you right off the bat for those of you that don't know. So I'm excited to share this with you here. I have the world's greatest joke. And normally we'd start off with something spiritual, and normally we would do something intense, but Robo Producer, I'm doing the world's greatest joke. You want to write that down on the script, the world's greatest joke? That's what I'm doing, first thing. I'm starting off hard right here. World's greatest joke. You ready for this? Now, if you don't laugh...
Is the world's greatest buzzer available?
No, you will not want a buzzer for this. This is even better than the three-legged dog in the Old West that walked into the saloon and sat on the bar and looked at the bartender and said, I'm looking for the man that shot my paw. It's even better than that. Which you got to admit, that is funny. Come on. You will laugh. You will cry. Let me get through this joke. You ready? World's greatest joke. Ready? It's called Three Men and a Bear. Okay. No, really. It's called Three Men and a Bear. Anybody gets offended at this, quick change the channel. A priest, a Pentecostal preacher, and a rabbi all served as chaplains to the students of Northern Michigan University in Marquette. They would come together two or three times a week for coffee and talk shop. One day, someone made the comment that preaching to people isn't really all that hard. A real challenge would be to preach to a bear. One thing led to another, and they decided to do an experiment. They would all go out into the woods, find a bear, preach to it, and attempt to convert it. 7 days later, they'd all come together to discuss their experience. Father Flannery, who has his arm in a sling and is on crutches and has various bandages on his body and limbs, goes first. Well, he says, I went into the woods to find a bear. And when I found him, I began to read to him from the catechism. Well, that bear wanted nothing to do with me and began to slap me around. So I quickly grabbed my holy water, sprinkled him, and Holy Mary Mother, he came as gentle as a lamb. The bishop is coming out next week to give him his first communion and confirmation. Reverend Bob spoke next. He was in a wheelchair with an IV drip in his arm and both legs in casts. In his best fire and brimstone oratory, he claimed, well, brothers, you know that we don't sprinkle. I went out and I found a bear, and then I began to read to the bear from God's holy word. But that bear wanted nothing to do with me, so I took a hold of him and we began to wrestle. And we wrestled down one hill, up another, and down another until we came to a creek, so I quickly dunked him and baptized his hairy soul. And just like you said, he became as gentle as a lamb, and we spent the rest of the day praising Jesus. The priest and the reverend both looked over down at the rabbi, who was lying in a hospital bed. He was in a body cast and traction with IVs and monitors running in and out of him. He was in real bad shape. The rabbi looked up and said, looking back at it, circumcision may not have been the best way to start. Circumcision may not have been the best way to start. Come on now.
To another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
Oh. All right, Robo Producer, what did you think of that joke? Now, how funny was that?
I was waiting for a better punchline.
Oh, my goodness.
The setup was amazing.
Oh.
I was really waiting for a better punchline.
I shouldn't have started with circumcision. That's not funny.
Oy vey.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take our break. We're going to come back. We have a new feature for you called Masterpiece Theater. We're not going to do it until we come back. When we come back, you're going to hear Masterpiece Theater. It's not like anything you've heard before. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We're going to come right back and have ourselves a wonderful time. Don't you go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monta Vista Village. You guys got some cool events coming up soon, don't you?
We do, Kevin. I'd like to invite your listeners to join us for our upcoming Lunch and Learn. This is the second presentation in our Take Charge of Your Health series. We're excited to have Henry Chang, Tai Chi Master of Honor, and this is a rare opportunity to learn about Tai Chi from an actual Master of Tai Chi. And Kevin, Tai Chi can be very beneficial for those with arthritis or Parkinson's disease. And everyone knows Monta Vista Village is very focused on our residents' well-being, so we're really excited to add Tai Chi to our program. If you're interested in a natural way to help maintain your health, we invite you to join us Saturday, November 16th. The presentation will start at 11 and lunch will be at noon. This is a great way to experience what your life could be like at Monta Vista Village. Please RSVP to 619-465-1331 by November 13th.
Once again, that number is 619-465-1331 for Monta Vista Village. License number 374-600-564.
Is reaching your community important to your church? Rock Church is hosting an outreach summit for churches that want to be powerful in the area of outreach. They offer hands-on training for church leaders, staff, and those involved with finances, technology, and marketing. The Do Something Church Summit will show you how to analyze your city's needs, develop volunteers and ministries, and work with city leaders. You'll have access to tech-based tips, tools and resources, and leave with a customized plan to mobilize your church. Pastor Miles McPherson, author of Do Something, Make Your Life Count, founded Rock Church in 2000. Since 2009, the church has provided over 960,000 volunteer hours, saving the city of San Diego over $16 million. The summit is November 7th and 8th at Rock Church in San Diego. Mention K-Praise for a $10 discount. Go to www.dosomethingchurch.org for videos, testimonies, and more.
What can one person do? One person can potentially reach hundreds of illiterate people in India and change their lives forever with the good news of Jesus Christ through a talking Bible, an audio Bible in their own language. One person listening right now can give a talking Bible and help an evangelist reach a fishing village where they've never heard of Jesus, and he'll play God's word to the people there, resulting in hundreds who accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. By being that one person who picks up the phone right now, you can literally change lives for eternity. The new and improved Talking Bible can be donated for just $35. Please call Talking Bibles with your one-time gift of $35 at 760-745-8105. That's 760-745-8105, or online at kprz.com. This work cannot be accomplished without your help. We need just one person to call right now. Is that one person you? Call 760-745-8105.
A new trend is sweeping through American churches. 58% are leaving the church by age 29. Light that burned bright is being snuffed.
Who said your light was little?
Come and see with new eyes who you really are. Join New York Times bestselling author Ted Decker on Wednesday, November 13th for a free one-night event about you, hosted by C3 Church. Never before has Ted spoken so personally about our true nature in Christ as illustrated in his new novel, Outlaw. No ticket required. Doors open at 6 with book signing to follow. For more details, visit theoutlawtour.com. Join Ted Decker live at C3 Church on November 13th. Read Outlaw and see who you really are. Available everywhere books are sold.
Step out of the everyday and into the tranquility of the spa at La Costa, named the number one wellness spa in the nation. Come for a treatment and stay for the day. Visit the spa at La Costa in October and receive a $45 savings pass. Details at lacosta.com.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Happy anniversary, pour a cheerful toast and fill it, happy anniversary. But be careful you don't spill it, happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Fran, you remembered.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Good job there, Robo Producer. I appreciate that. That's very good. One of my favorites of all time, so I really do appreciate that. This segment, by the way, brought to you by Zero Res and our good friend Brian Holland. And here's the deal. Zero Res, now they switched their deal. I mean, I don't know if people remember or not. Besides using scientifically proven empowered water, besides the fact that they got texts that are prompt, polite, professional, besides it's safe for pets, kids, and allergies, besides all that, for $99, they're going to do two rooms plus a 10-foot hallway if you donate a can of food to the local food bank. For $99. Plus, you get the 30-day, you gotta love it guarantee. All you gotta do is call 858-486-4100. That's 858-486-4100. One of those. You go to ZeroResSanDiego.com. Here's the other thing you gotta remember. Wife and I have used them. Awesome. KPRE uses them. Awesome. KCBQ uses them. Awesome. I'm actually going to be using them again. Awesome. You want to know what about Zero Res? They're great. That's all you got to know.
Dave, are they awesome?
They're awesome. They really are. And Brian and his wife, they're just super nice people. So I like that. All right. So we got a couple of things that we're bringing in that we haven't done before. And that means they could be good and they could be bad. It's going to be get a little more spiritual the second hour. I think that's fair to say because I'm going to try and move more of my testimony. And most people don't realize, being born and raised Jewish, the whole process that I kind of went through. And maybe it would be good to kind of just lay a little bit of groundwork. Just for those that don't know, I was born and raised in Detroit, Michigan. Now, for some people here in the studio, that's a very bad thing. For Ohio State, Ron, not happy. Anyway, and also for Professor X, Michigan's not the place. Anyway, it's a great place to be from. And I went to Hillel Hebrew Academy. You know what's different about Hillel Hebrew is a private Hebrew school. You know what's great about our school? We, for a gym, you know what we had? We had a blacktop. No, I mean, we didn't even have a field. We had a blacktop. That was our gym. So when everybody tells me how tough it was, I'm like, yeah. Whatever. Try playing football on a blacktop.
Ouch.
It doesn't matter if it's touch if you fall. It's just the one big thing. So I was born and raised in the Jewish faith, went to private Hebrew school, and then got involved in recreational pharmaceuticals. Do you know
that
what that
sounds like
is?
A heck of a career, Dave.
Yeah. I was actually a purveyor of recreational pharmaceuticals. So when we get into the different things, we'll talk about what happened and how it all took place. But that's sufficient to say I was going down the wrong path, the wrong path. But before we get there, and speaking of wrong paths.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Wait till you hear this one. We have a special for you. It's time for a little theater. Very, very, very Britishy. I like it. It's really good. See, it was either that or a mystery theater 3000, and I thought that sounded classier. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a little theater. I'm going to do it by myself. This is only take a short time, but you're going to catch the gist of it as we go. Here's what it has to do with. Barack Obama, when he was in 2009 talking about Obamacare, said this wonderful statement. It is in quotes. Kind of tough to take it out of quotes when it's in quotes and been there for 4 years. Here's the statement that he said. Ready? If you misrepresent what's in this plan, we will call you out. That's a direct quote from Barack Obama. If you misrepresent what's in this plan, we will call you out. So we're going to do a little theater now. Ladies and gentlemen, this is President Barack Obama calling President Barack Obama. Ring, 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 ring. Hello? Is this Barack? Yes, it is. Barack? What? You're out. What? You're out. What do you mean, out? Well, we made a deal. If anybody misrepresents this plan, we'll call them out. You're misrepresenting the plan. You're out. I'm not even playing baseball. I can't be out. You're out. I can't be out. Why not? Because I said, you can keep your doctor. You can keep your insurance no matter what, period. Period means word. Doesn't mean end of anything. It means word. Like, that's my word. 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 It doesn't mean period. What do you mean period doesn't mean period? Period is not an ending. Period is a little dot. It means nothing. So when I said you can keep your doctor and your plans, then I said period. That meant period as into the next period we're discussing, not period as into the end of the other. Barack, what? You're out. You're misrepresenting the plan. We're calling you out. You're out. You don't even get to first place. You don't get to play. And that, ladies and gentlemen, was Mystery Theater. We hope you enjoyed Masterpiece Theater. How'd you like that? Did you like that Masterpiece Theater?
That was very well done, David.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. But in the meantime, while we're doing the show, Ohio State Ron is walking by and putting nasty little Michigan things on my on the glass. I don't know. These guys. You know, the sacred halls of KPRZ, they need some cleansing. Okay, let me do this real quickly. What do we got? Like 2 minutes, right? I think I got like 2 minutes. Is that right? Yeah, two. Was that a two or a V for peace and stopped bothering you? Which one?
Peace.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Looking at today, do we have that music for the Facebook? We do. It's Rocky Bullwinkle. Do we still have that? Do we have our Rocky? All right, let's wait on that.
Pull it up.
Oh, you want to? Oh, I'll give you 15 seconds because it's only a 1 minute. You know, because here's the thing. When we're looking for music for different things, like there, that Masterpiece Theater, that was me playing two people. Okay. Okay, not well, but it was funny. And if you don't think it was funny, check your pulse. It's important to have a pulse. It really is. It's important to enjoy the radio show. It's important to have a pulse. And believe me, we'll get plenty spiritual when the time comes. You'll be by the end of
we're
the show,
for
you'll
a
be
R&B,
crying.
David.
Yeah? You ready for R&B? Play the R&B for us. Excellent job. A little RB, Rocky and Bullwinkle right there. Here, we're going to get a little spiritual now for this last minute. Psalm 111, verse 4. This is what we're looking at today's Facebook posts. That's what that music is. That's our new music for that. Here's what the verse says. He has caused his wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He has caused his wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. And compassionate. When the Lord does a work in your life, he doesn't do a work in your life so that it has that bitterness stuck to it. When he does a wonder, it's a wonder in your life that can be remembered and rejoiced upon. You don't look back on something with regret and sadness. When the Lord does something in your life and you get to look back on it, it's wondrous because it's the hand of God. And so the Lord causes his wonders to be remembered because he's done so many great things for us. And then it says the Lord is gracious and compassionate, which means he has grace to you and I and compassion on you and I. And there's one thing we need in this life for all the weird stuff that's going on, and that's somebody that will give us grace and somebody that'll have compassion on us. Can you say amen? Because if you can't say amen, you're saying, oh me, no matter what. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we're actually going to dive in just a little to the testimony. Don't go anywhere.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Have questions about financial aid? Get answers at the upcoming financial aid webinar sponsored by National University, Thursday, November 14th at 5:30. RSVP at nu.edu/webinars.
Here's today's market update with KPRZ financial editor, certified financial planner Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Good afternoon, friends. Here's today's Wall Street Report. The U.S. stock market a little bit lower today as some concern over European economic forecasts drove the market down. The Dow was down about 21 points today at 15,618. The NASDAQ actually up a few points at 3936 on the high techs, and the S&P down about 5 points at 1762. It turned out to be a trading market on Wall Street. I want to remind you, friends, if you don't have your own long-term retirement plans in place, please give me a call. That's the kind of work that I do for my clients every day. Rollovers, IRS 401ks, retirement income planning and analysis. Call me for your free consultation right here with me in my Mission Valley offices, 800-727-PLAN. That's the news for the day. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your free consultation with me at 800-727-PLAN. Don't forget to ask me about my brand new book. It's called Retirement Rescue. Call me, 800-727-PLAN.
Joey, there's an E. cola truck pulling up next door.
Nah, not to worry, doll. That's for the neighbors. These people haven't called nobody. We're the stealth termites. They don't got a clue we're here.
Actually, we do have ways of finding you, Joey. This is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from E. cola. Termites don't always make themselves known. During the summer heat, they like to lay low, but breed a lot. But here at E. cola, our expert, experienced inspectors know what to look for in your attic and foundation. If we find termites, we can use family-friendly, pet-friendly methods like E. cola heat, electric gun, and other non-chemical, along with traditional treatments to get rid of them. So call us for a free estimate at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS.
Joey, that E. cola man is walking over here, too.
Wow, that ain't fair. Pack up, doll.
E. cola, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly, and mother-approved. 877-332-BUGS.
Don't miss Audio Adrenaline, Friday evening, November 8th, 7 p.m. at Calvary Chapel, Oceanside.
Little hands, shoeless feet, lonely eyes looking back at me.
Audio Adrenaline, live, along with very special guest, Stellar Kart. The Kings and Queens Tour in their only San Diego appearance. Friday evening, November 8th at 7 p.m. at Calvary Chapel, Oceanside, 3715 Oceanic Way, just north of Oceanside Boulevard. Get your tickets at calvaryoceanside.org. For information and special group rates, call 760-754-1234.
When he moves, you got to move, you know.
Audio Adrenaline and Stellar Kart. Friday, November 8th, 7 p.m. at Calvary Chapel Oceanside. CalvaryOceanside.org.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You know, if you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience. Like it and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's smart. Ironically enough, we had a listener write in and send us a joke. Alan, I did get your joke. I'm going to read it tomorrow. Very funny. He sent us a joke about heaven, so I'm going to read it tomorrow. Unless I can squeeze it in today as to how it might work, I'm going to definitely read it tomorrow. Funny joke. And that's what I like. I love it when people send me stuff like that. It makes it so much fun. It makes the whole radio process fun because it's all of us doing this together and kind of hanging out together in a certain way. Let me take you to the heart of the matter. Those that don't know it, I was born and raised Jewish. In fact, for me, 35 years being a Christian, I'll be 52 in the next month. The bottom line is I'm going to be going to Israel for the first time through Salem Communication, which is really, I mean, how cool is that? And so they have this Salem Go Israel opportunity where you can, it's called Experience Israel. It's Genesis Tours. It's all connected to the station, all connected to all the stations. Probably about 450, 500 people now look like they're going. And if you want to go, it's October 17th through the 26th in 2014. It's a way you can do payments. If you want to send somebody, if you want to go yourself, my wife and I are going to go. It's about $3,800 for the whole thing, but that's all inclusive. And you can work it out anyway. The payments are really cool. If you want more information, you can also call the station here. I really encourage it because we're going to be going on it, and I'd like to take people from San Diego and have us kind of be representing. We got to represent San Diego. Okay. I got to take the next 7 or 8 minutes to talk to you about this testimony. This is going to be really mind-numbing for some of you. I want to read you a scripture. So you want to write this scripture down. You don't have to say anything about it, Robo, but just the address. Isaiah 63, 7 through 8. And if you guys don't know this scripture, is this a great scripture? Listen to this. I will tell of the kindness of the Lord, the deeds for which he is to be praised, according to all the Lord has done for us. Yes, the many good things he's done for the house of Israel, according to his compassion and many kindnesses. He said, surely they are my people, sons who will not be false to me. And so he became their savior. Now, that passage, by the way, incredible, talking about God becoming the savior of the people. Here I am, a Jewish kid in Detroit, Michigan, very unique family. My father was very, very wealthy, okay, very wealthy. Probably 34 years ago, worth about 15 or 18 million. And I was into drugs. I was a purveyor of recreational pharmaceutical. Plus, I was into comic books. And don't ask why. And that whole process, my brother actually moved to Arizona, became a Christian. And then for the next 2 weeks, all he did every day was call me up and try and talk to me about Jesus. Can I tell you something? That when you're a young Jewish guy who's high on drugs on a regular basis, having your brother call you up all the time and talk to you about Jesus is not pleasant. It gets to be long and irritating. So I was just about to slam the phone down on him and tell him never to call me again. Just typical family stuff. And he goes, didn't you used to be into comic books? And I'm like, yes. And he goes, well, in the comic books, is there one person in all the comic book realm that's kind of like oversees everything? I go, yeah, that's called the Watcher. He watches the universe. He goes, okay. He goes, good. He goes, that's God. I go, okay, where are you going with this? And then he goes, okay, and then is there somebody in the universe that hates everybody in the universe and just everybody hates and so on and so forth? I go, yeah, that's Galacticus. Galacticus consumes worlds for energy, and so nobody likes him. He goes, okay, great. He goes, that's the devil. So he's got the Watcher is God, Galacticus is the devil. And then he said, so what is that comic book? I go, that's the Fantastic Four comic book, the extra large one. And he said, what happened? I said, well, the Watcher used the Fantastic Four to stop Galacticus. He goes, that's Jesus. I went, what? He goes, that's it. He goes, the Watcher is God, Galactica is Satan, and the Fantastic Four being used to stop Galactica, that's Jesus. That's what God did. I'm like, what? What? So he said it like 5 times, right? So then it turns out where I think that's awesome. So you know what I do? I do the fire protection Christianity. Have you ever done fire protection Christianity? That's when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, but it's fire insurance. What does that mean? That means if I die, I'm thinking, well, I'm Jewish. It's a good sign. I'm also Christian now. That's a good sign. One way or another, I'm getting in. See, I'm hedging my bets, right? Turns out, now this will blow you away, and I want you to listen. This is super duper duper important to me. So at least listen out of sheer respect. Turns out in my family that my folks, before my sister was born, my sister's my oldest, the oldest, 6 years older than me. My brother's 4 years older than me. Turns out my family had a maid. And back in the 50s and 60s, that's what we used to call them. We didn't call them domestic engineers. They were called maids, okay? And her name was Sarah. Now listen to this. Sarah's sister worked for my grandmother, and Sarah worked for my parents. Sarah was in my house before I was born, before my sister was born, and she was there all the way until my folks got a divorce. Guess what happened when Sarah was in our house? She was a born-again Baptist Christian, and the Lord told her to go to work for my parents and to spend her life praying for for me and my brother and my sister. Now, you guys can come up with a lot of stuff. And this is where the theology for me, don't talk to me about the, well, this means this and this means this. Dude, God put this woman in my house before I was born to lay the groundwork to pray for my salvation. And I always thought it was funny because Billy and I got saved and Lori didn't. And I always thought, well, man, 2 out of 3, that's pretty good. It's pretty good. It's not too shabby. And so she prayed for us. Now, listen to what happened. I did not know she was a Christian praying for us. My brother told me that this was the case. My dad had passed away. We went back to Detroit, Michigan, and Sarah was there. And we were at the funeral, and she was crying, not just because my dad passed away, but that God had brought Billy and I into a salvation with Jesus Christ, her life mission. And you want to talk about sobbing at a funeral? It was the saddest but most joyous occasion. It was at that moment that I started to just begin to scratch how much God loved me. He put somebody in our house who's a born-again Christian to pray for us every single day. She was in our house every day. Every day. My dad bought her a car. She had plenty of access. She was there all the time. I mean, it's not the way you think of it as somebody comes and does 8 hours. It wasn't like that. She was a part of our family. For all the family events, she was at every one. Well, every single day, she was praying. Now, first, I commend her. She's no longer with us. But first, I commend her her willingness to endure not seeing any fruits for her ministry for 17 or 18 years. But everything I've ever done in the kingdom of God ever is going to get a tag back to a credit to Sarah, who spent that time praying for our family every single day because God told her, go be a part of that family, pray for that family, pray for those children every day. And that's what she did every single day. And when I saw her at my dad's funeral, first I saw my dad, and you know, it's so... See your father in a casket, so emotional. I mean, come on. I was 20 years old. And after that, I sit down, and Sarah had to actually go into a different section because in a Jewish funeral, not everybody can be in the same area. You got to kind of do it differently. And if you're not Jewish, you don't get to go into a certain area. So we went out, Billy and I went out to see her, and she just hugged us, and she was crying. And you could tell that she knew there was reward for her labor. And I'll tell you one thing. I haven't done everything perfect as a Christian, and I've made a lot of mistakes. But I've spent 34 years, 34 of it doing a better job than the first year, let's just say that, trying to honor God and do Sarah proud at the same time, knowing this woman prayed for my salvation, knowing how important that it was, knowing that God put her in my family to pray for me when I was a baby. A lot of people don't know this. My brother and sister actually tried to kill me. They tried to smother me with a pillow. And it was Sarah who saved me. So it's just like, wow. Now, my brother will deny that story. He's still alive. He's hearing this broadcast. He's going to go, that didn't happen. That didn't happen. Yes, it did. But it's okay because God had a plan. Sarah was a part of it. That is the extent that God loves you and I. To put somebody in our lives that you would never think would be there and would have no reason to be there, yet sent there on a mission from God to make a difference in our lives. Isn't that intense? What do you think? That's intense stuff, right? All right, we're going to have to take a break, because if I keep going down this road, then I'll start to get weepy. And if I get weepy, the show is going to come to a crashing halt, and you'll hear the best of. So, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we got a couple things to cover, and then I'll tell you about when the devil almost got to take me out.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Bethel Seminary Preview Night is Monday, November 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. Register online at seminary.bethel.edu. Bethel Seminary, committed to excellence.
Well, the government's overhaul of the reverse mortgage program took effect October 1. The new rules will limit the cash you receive at closing, but even bigger changes are coming January 14th with financial assessment, which may completely disqualify some seniors or reduce the cash received with property tax and insurance set-asides. Hey, Mark Larson here. Now's the time to enjoy the retirement you deserve with no mortgage payments and access the equity in your home today before the next set of changes. Mehran Aram and his team at Aramco Financial invite you to the beautiful Crown Plaza Hanalei Hotel in San Diego, November 7th at 6 p.m. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, call Mehran and the team at Aramco. Reserve your seat today, 866-611-30, 866-611-30, or online at aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316.
San Diego is a creative community. It's an epicenter for arts and music. San Diego hosts some of America's finest military servicemen and women. Over 100,000 college students are coming to San Diego to be educated, and also it's a very international city. Beyond being one of the most diverse cities in the United States, numerous refugees from around the world come seeking to find new hope. Basically, when we looked at San Diego, we saw tremendous potential to impact the nations of the earth.
We believe that the church is called to touch every sphere of society and to be the centerpiece in seeing the city and the region become light to the nations. Simply put, we believe in a church that is for all peoples.
You know, God's doing an amazing thing, and we believe he has an incredible plan for your life. We want to invite you to be a part of what God's doing here.
I'm Robert Herber, the lead pastor at All People's Church. I want to invite you to join us for worship at 9 or 11 a.m. at Crawford High School. Check us out online at allpeopleschurch.org.
Do you realize that when you die, your income that your family depends on stops? This is James Johnson. The right amount of life insurance will replace your income and not leave a financial burden behind. The mortgage still needs to be paid. The bills still keep coming. I'm telling you, this is so important. Live life and enjoy it. But make sure you've planned for the future with life insurance. Call me at 800-400-9434. Even if you have a policy, make sure you have enough and you're not paying too much. 800-400-9434.
At Bethel Seminary, excellence is about more than leading a congregation. It's about living your beliefs. Join us for Bethel Preview Night on November 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. to learn how Bethel Seminary will prepare you for a lifetime of service to God, your community, and your church. To learn more or to register online, go to seminary.bethel.edu. Bethel Preview Night, November 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. Register at seminary.bethel.edu. Bethel Seminary, committed to excellence.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Long road, getting from there to here. It's been a long time, but my time is finally near. And I can feel the change in the wind right now. Nothing's my way.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Boy, oh boy, I didn't, it's just starting to overwhelm me how I feel about this testimony because it's the Lord's work in my life. And it's like, you want to say all these things, and it's like, I got to be careful kind of how I share some of this. Let me tell you this, just so I can make sure there's no misunderstanding. When Billy and Lori tried to take my life when I was a baby, I was 1 year old, and Sarah was the one that found him, the 5-year-old and the 7-year-old trying to kill me with a pillow, trying to suffocate me. So she saved my life there. Plus, I just believe the Lord used her to save my life for, beyond that. Let me tell you this, and this is the story just keeps on going. It doesn't change because it's the Lord's work. It's not mine. I'm just fortunate to be a part of it. Psalm chapter 68, verse 20. Psalm 68, verse 20 says this: Our God is a God who saves. From the sovereign Lord comes escape from death. Now, I can use that story and just leave it there, and you'd be thinking, yeah, that's pretty wild. Well, I have another one that happened, and this one was much more intense and involved much more of the enemy. And I'll tell you bits and pieces, then we'll have to break, and I'll finish it up in the next segment. So anyway, as I was a young man and I was a purveyor of recreational pharmaceuticals, it was actually my neighbor who turned me on to get involved with drugs. His name was Stuart, and Stuart and I were involved in all kinds of drugs. We didn't shoot up, but we did every other kind of drug there was. Now, this is before I'm a Christian, so BC, before Christ. And him and I had located 4 hits of mescaline. So we each took 2 hits of mescaline, and we lived in an extremely wealthy neighborhood, and we knew that one of our neighbors was out of town in Miami for a month, so we went in and robbed their house. We didn't know. We were so stoned, and we went and found money. Now, keep in mind, we live in multi-million dollar houses, and we got all excited because we found 95 bucks in coins. But we also found something else that was kind of a problem, and that was in the coin jar was a 38 special. So we both took the coins, we took the gun, we did a little bit of other thievery, we walked through the house, we left the house, and we went over to the high school, West Hills Junior High School, 17th Mile and Middlebelt, for those that need to know where it's located. And we went into what's called the pit, and in junior high school, you had the upper pit and the lower pit. The upper pit is where everybody smoked cigarettes and maybe smoked a little bit of pot. The lower pit is where you did more drastic drugs and drank and everything like that. We were in the lower pit, and we were sitting there, and we had just robbed a house. Two young Jewish boys who don't know anything about anything, both high on mescaline at the time. And Stuart and I are sitting there, we're talking to one another, and we came for some whatever reason. We came to this philosophical discussion about the purpose of life. Now, here's two, so I was 15, was I 15 or 14? I was 14 or 15, I think it was 15. 9th, 10th, yeah, I'd have been 15. Talking, because it was wintertime, and I was born in December, we were talking about, they had left for the Christmas holidays. We were talking about the philosophy of life and how, what was the purpose of life? What was the meaning of life? Now, here's two 15-year-olds who are completely strung out on drugs, totally have no idea what we're supposed to be doing and what we're doing. We're talking to one another. We're looking at the money, and we're looking at the gun. And guess what our conclusion was as a 15-year-old? What's the point? It's like you live, you die. Maybe people remember you. Maybe they don't remember you. You're not even sure. In fact, when you die, you don't know if they remember you. That's part of it. That's why people build monuments to themselves, because they want to think they're going to be remembered. And so we sat there and we were contemplating the meaning in life. So we made an agreement right then and there. Stuart and I did. We said there's just no point in living, because this is just going to be a long burnout. We're going to try and live for money, try and have a family, be miserable like our parents were. There was no hope. There's no point in doing this stuff. So we made a pact that one of us would shoot ourselves in the head, and then the other one would follow and shoot themselves in the head. So we decided on how to determine who was going to go first, and it was determined that I would go first. So we're sitting in the lower pit, and I can see the whole thing just as sure as I'm looking at my computer in front of me. We're sitting in the lower pit. I've got a loaded 38 special in my hand. I've cocked the gun back. It's all the way back in the full position, and I'm getting ready to pull the gun right up to my temple and just pull the trigger. And there is not an ounce of doubt in my mind I'd have pulled that thing, depending on what was about to happen. But I said to Stuart beforehand, buddy, it's been nice knowing you. And I'm going to see you soon, maybe, or maybe not, and it won't really matter. And he said the same back to me. And I've got that gun cocked, and I'm looking right out onto the field, West Hills Junior High School, where the soccer field was, where we actually went snow walking in snow boot kind of things, those snow trails. And when we get back, I'll tell you what happened. Because I need to compose myself. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Don't go anywhere. You're not going to want to miss it. Up
must come down. Spinning wheel. Got got to go round.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.